Are you blessed this morning? Say amen. That's one of those songs that just never gets old. Amen. Every time I hear it, I'm reminded of just how good God is.
Yes, sir.
And not just the fact that God's good, but how good He's been to me. Amen. Thank God for His tender mercies. Amen. Take your Bible this morning. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3, simple little thought this morning. Amen. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Some of you look like you just crawled out of bed, need to wake up a little bit. Amen. I'm telling you, something's wrong. Something's wrong in America when we make more noise and get more excited at a football game. Amen. Than we do in the house of God. I like football. It ain't far off. We're going to be singing Who Let the Dogs Out. Amen. We love them Georgia Bulldogs, and I love to watch them on Saturday, and I root for them, and I support them. I'm not against that. But you know, there's nothing eternal about a touchdown. There's nothing eternal about a field goal or a championship. Nothing whatsoever. But what we're dealing with this morning is eternal. Amen. My salvation, that's for keeps. Amen. I'm just going to heaven when I die, so... Therefore, I think I have something to get excited about. Amen. Matthew chapter number 3. John says in verse number 11, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. I want you to underscore this next little phrase. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning, God, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, thank you for the sunshine. And Lord, thank you for all the smiling faces of the boys and girls that got off the buses this morning. And Lord God, thank you for these dear people that you've put in the pew at Happy Valley today. And Lord God, most of all, thank you for your word and for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, who died for our sins, God, and I pray for a little bit. Lord, you'd help us to uplift you this morning. Lord, you said if you'd be lifted up, you'd draw all men unto you. Now, God, we pray that you do just that. Help this simple preacher this morning, God, to preach a great truth. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. John said, I baptized you with water unto repentance. He said, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. There are two faults in that verse of Scripture, and I knew I had to preach from this portion of the Bible this morning, and I wasn't sure which way to go. These two phrases that just arrested my thought, and the first one was mightier than I.
Yeah.
Mightier than I. That's not what I'm going to preach this morning. But I'm glad I serve one who is mightier than I. Can I get a witness right there? I'm glad I serve one, and I may have to preach this later on, so I got to be careful, but he's mightier than Moses and the law. Amen. What the law could not do, Jesus did do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, he's mightier than all the prophets. Amen. I mean, brother, there's none mightier than the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I just say this morning? He's mightier than Obama and all his cabinet.
Yeah.
Amen. He's mightier than any military on the face of this planet.
Yeah.
Amen. There's none above him.
Right.
Never has been.
Yes.
There was none before him.
Right.
There'll be none after him.
Amen.
He said, there's coming after me one mightier than I.
Amen.
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 I'm going to get stuck here, I know. But do you ever seem like your problems get bigger than you are? Some things come along and we know how to deal with it, and we have the wherewithal to deal with it, and we deal with it. But every now and then something comes along that is just too big for us to handle. Amen? But can I say to you, it's not too big for him to handle? Amen? Why? Because he's mightier than I. That's why the Bible said I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Why is that? Because he's mightier than I. Amen. But I like this little phrase. He said... But he that cometh after me. But he that cometh after me. That's what I want to preach just for a few minutes this morning. But he that cometh after me. Now I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm going to take this verse out of context. Okay? That little fault just arrested my heart. He is coming after me. Now, John meant it in this way. John meant it like this. My baptism is unto repentance, but there's somebody coming after me. He's talking about on the calendar. There's somebody coming down the road, or there's somebody on their way. But when I read that, I thought about, hey, he is coming after me. Amen. Aren't you glad he's coming after you, man? Aren't you glad he's still coming after old sinners? Aren't you glad he's still coming after marriages this morning? Aren't you glad he's still coming after wayward children this morning? Hey, thanks be unto God. Somebody ought to give him glory and say, hey, he's coming after me. Amen. You ever sat and waited on somebody? Have you? I hate waiting on somebody worse than anything in the world. I mean, I'm just an impatient kind of fella. I got off the plane in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, and I called Brother Barry, and I said, my plane's landed. He said, you're early. I said, I told you I'd be here at such and such a time. He said, well, I'm still a few minutes away. I said, all right, I'll wait on you. Amen. I'll wait on you. I had the promise that he was coming. So there was hope, amen. I pulled my little suitcase out to the curb, and I stood right there on the curb where I could see up the road ahead. You know what I was watching for? That Chevrolet emblem on the grill of that pickup truck. Amen. I was watching for the one who had promised to come and get me. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm steadily watching for the one who promised that he had come and get me. Amen. I thought about some areas in my life where the Lord has come after me. Yeah. Amen. And I thought about some areas in your life where the Lord is coming after you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Listen, he came after me in redemption. Yeah. He came after me in redemption. Yeah. Somebody ought to help me. Can I get a witness right there? He came after me in redemption. The old song says, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me. I was too lowly. I was too sorry. I was too wicked to even approach him. But thanks be unto God, he came after me. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I didn't go hunting the Lord. Amen. The Lord came hunting me. Amen. Woo! Aren't you glad? I thought about that little man at the pool of Bethesda who had been lame on his feet for 38 years, and Jesus passed through the multitude. The Bible said there was a multitude of them. I mean, that's a pile, amen? I mean, there was a pile of people of sick, impotent folks waiting for the stirring of the water. And you know what Jesus did? He singled out one man. He went all the way down to the pool of Bethesda, and all the way there for that one man. Could it be this morning that Jesus comes by Happy Valley Baptist Church and he comes by for one man, or he comes by for one woman? Hey, he's coming after you this morning. If you're lost without God, he's coming after you with the gospel. He's coming after you with forgiveness, and he's coming after you with the blood of Calvary this morning. Amen. I'm glad he came after me in redemption. Amen. We've hit this over and over the last few weeks, but just rehearse your testimony in your mind right quick. Do you remember where you were? Yeah. Come on, talk to me. Yeah. Man, don't ever let that get old in your heart. Don't ever let that get old in your life. Yeah. Where Jesus came after you, an undeserving sinner. Hey, listen, I'd be on my way to hell this morning had Jesus not come by my way. Amen. Our kids used to sing a song like a blind man sitting there, by the way. Amen. It said Jesus came by my way. Amen. And I'm glad he came by my way. And I'm glad he came by your way. And I'm glad he will come by your way if you don't know him as your Savior this morning. Amen. You know what he said? He said it was not his will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. I'm glad he came to me in redemption. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. And verse number 14. I love this. The Bible said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. In whom we have, you know what redemption means? Come on. Do you know what redemption means? It means my debt has been paid. Amen. It means I have been bought out. Hallelujah. It means my price has been met. I owed a debt that I could not pay, and Jesus paid a debt that he did not owe. I'm glad at Calvary when he bowed his head, he said, "Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." You know what he was saying? I've paid Freddie's bill, and I've paid Charles's bill, and I've paid Stacy's bill, and I've paid Eddie's bill. And matter of fact, I just went ahead and paid the bill of the entire world, both past, present, and future. Amen. Hallelujah. Redeem. How I love to proclaim it. Amen. Are you redeemed this morning? Amen. Hey, you say, "Preacher, are you perfect?" Not by a long shot. Amen. I'm not even perfect compared to some of y'all. Surely not perfect compared to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm saved this morning. Amen. I'm saved this morning. Talked to a guy one day. Here's what he said. I said, "Sir, are you saved?" He said, "I was." I said, "Huh? I mean, that don't mess with my book." Amen. He said, "I was." I said, "You was?" He said, "Yeah, I got saved." He said, "But I messed up." I said, "You messed up?" He said, "Yeah, I sinned." Here's what he said. I fell from grace. I can fall off this platform. Would you agree? But I can't fall out of this church. Why? I'm in it. I'm not on grace this morning. Woo! I'm not on grace this morning, but I'm in grace this morning. Hey man, when the debt is paid, friend, the debt is paid. Hallelujah. I said I'm in this morning. I'm saved no matter what the devil says, no matter what the world thinks about it. I'm a child of God on my way to heaven. Why? Because he came after me in redemption. I know y'all get sick of hearing my testimony, but I sure don't get sick of telling it. Hey man, that New Year's Eve, I wasn't hunting the Lord. Not whatsoever. Nobody preached a sermon, Brother Freddie. Not that I remember. We had pizza. And we were just having a good time playing bluegrass music. Amen. Me and Terry Fennell and Mike Fennell and Jeff Fennell and a whole bunch of Fennells, amen. We was just having a good time. And the Holy Spirit came after me.
Yeah,
brother. Amen. Yeah. I was minding my own business. Yeah. How rude of him, huh? Yeah. I was minding my own business. He come right there, that little split bottom rocking chair I was sitting in, playing that little old Martin D28 guitar, and he said, "Hey, I need to speak to you."
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
not right now. I'm playing my little cabin home on the hill. Go on, leave me alone. No, I need to talk to you now.
Yeah, bro.
If you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell before the sun comes up.
Yeah, bro.
He had my attention.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're a sinner. First time in my life I realized if I died without God, I'd bust hell wide open. I wouldn't have known that if he hadn't come after me. Hey, listen. Hey, I could read the Bible, and I had. I read the Bible all my life. But he never had really come after me like that. Amen. He never. Hey, I'd felt conviction of the Holy Ghost before. I'd felt it, but not like that. Not like that. Hey, you ever had somebody come after you, and you knew they meant business? I remember in high school there's this old boy, Brother Stacy, they said he is going to whoop me. And I ain't always been real big like this. I used to be small, amen. And when I was in high school, I was really small. I weighed about 140 pounds, soaking wet. 6'1" to 140 pounds. Wore a size 28 in the waist. I'm up to a 29 now. I'm doing good, amen. Wore a size 28 in the waist. And they said, "This old boy said soon as he sees you, he's going to whoop you." So naturally, I just went out and found him. Amen. No, I avoided that sucker. I knew which hall his class was on. I walked 9 miles out of the way to go to my class on the other side. Why? Because I knew that old boy meant business. Out behind Paulding County High School back then, they had a smoking area. You remember that, Stacy? That's where Stacy smoked dope all the time. They had a smoking area back there. You didn't see him tonight, did you? They had a smoking area back there. And I was walking through that smoking area, and I heard, Eddie Watt! I didn't want to turn around. I wanted to say, it ain't me, that's my cousin. Looks a lot like me. He said, I want to talk to you. Oh, you know what struck my heart? Fear. Because I knew what that old boy was capable of. Thank God Coach Phillips saw the whole thing going down and saved my life, amen? But fear struck my heart because I knew that boy meant business, and that night the Holy Ghost came by where I was, and he came and tracked me down, and he came to me. It wasn't Terry that he came to. It wasn't Mike or Jeff that he came to, but it was Eddie White that he came to. And when I heard my name, fear struck my heart because I knew this time.
Yes.
He meant business.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I knew this time he meant business.
Amen, amen.
We don't take the calling of God serious enough in our
amen,
life.
Bro.
Preacher, I need to get saved, but I'll do it later. You better take this thing serious.
Right,
you better take this thing serious.
Amen.
Amen. We take things, temporal things in this life more serious.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm scheduled to preach tomorrow night in Jigger, Louisiana, and I got a letter in the mail the other day from the clerk of court. How many of you know what that means? I was summoned for jury duty. Guess when? Tomorrow. I called the lady up and I said, ma'am, this is Brother Eddie White. She said, yes, sir. You want to get out of jury duty again? I said, yeah, I'm supposed to preach in Jigger, Louisiana. She said, we're going to do this one more time. She said, but you better take this thing serious. I do take it serious. I believe in the death penalty. Kill them all. That's what I'm going to tell her. She said, the next time, you will have to be there. You better take this thing serious. And I thought, my. We better take this thing about our salvation serious.
That's right.
Amen. I'm the pastor of this church. Have been for 17 years. If I realized I was lost this morning, I'd hit that altar right there and get saved.
Amen.
I wouldn't make no bones about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I ain't dying and going to hell for no. Do you realize that if you die without Christ, you'll bust hell wide open?
Amen.
You know what the Bible said? Right there in the back of Revelation. Those that were not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life were cast into the lake of fire.
Man.
You say, well, I just don't know if I believe in hell. Scientists do. They just don't know it. You take a big drill bit and drill down the heart of this earth, you know what it is? Molten rock.
Amen.
Heart of the earth. I believe it's there, Brother Freddy.
Yes, sir.
I believe it's there.
Yes, sir.
I believe the rich man's still screaming. That we read about in, is it Luke 15? 16? Luke 16? I believe that man's still there this morning.
Yes,
screaming.
Amen.
And crying. Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's burning in hell forever and ever and ever and ever. You say, you're trying to scare us this morning. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, you got the whole idea.
Yes, sir.
When I was at White Oak Springs, just a young preacher, they had me preach to junior church. 11, 12, 13-year-old kids. A lady called and chewed my pastor out and said, that boy scared my children. You know what my pastor said? Good. That's his hell ought to scare us.
That's
right. It ought to disturb us, man.
Amen.
It ought to disturb us that if our children die without Christ, they'll burn forever in hell. It ought to disturb us that if we die without Christ, we'll burn. But I'm glad that he came after me in redemption. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad not only that. Look at John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. He came after me in redemption, but he came after me with rejoicing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He came after me in redemption, but he came after me with rejoicing. Hey, he didn't just save my soul. He put something in my heart that was not there before.
Right,
amen. John chapter number 10 and verse number 10, the Bible said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have, watch this, life. And that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, he came after me in redemption, but he came after me with rejoicing. He brought me a happiness, Brother Stacy, I didn't know nothing about. He brought me a peace. The Bible said there is a peace of God that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Amen. You know why a lot of people don't understand when we get happy in the Lord? They don't have what we have. That don't make us better than them. Amen. Not one bit. You know who you're better than this morning? Nobody. You know what the Bible said? God is no respecter of persons. Somebody said, well, that's a good guy and that's a bad guy. No, we're all bad guys. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. You ever remember laying on in your bed at night? Even if you was a kid, maybe you'd heard the gospel, but you'd never done anything with it, and you laid there scared to death. If you died, you'd go to hell. Anybody ever remember that? I remember one time as a kid, they came through White Oak and they showed the old reel-to-reel movie, The Burning Hell. Amen. I'll never forget that. But I laid in the bed that night, my eyes wide open like all night long.
Amen.
Scared to death. You know what? Hell don't scare me anymore.
Yeah.
It scares me for those that'll die without Christ. That scares the fool out of me. But as far as I'm concerned, hell doesn't scare me. I am not one bit worried about where I'll spend eternity. You know what that is? You know what that is? That's peace, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Amen. I guess 1,000 times over we've heard the testimony of people who had just gotten saved, and they said, when I got saved, it felt like somebody started up a Mack truck and drove it off my chest. You know what that was? That was the weight of sin lifted off of you. That was all the guilt. That was all the shame. Amen. That God just took off of you and gave you the peace of God down in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what Paul said? Paul said, rejoice.
Yes.
Again, I say rejoice. What do we have to rejoice about? We're saved and on our way to heaven. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm broke right now. Are you saved?
Amen.
We're having trouble right now. Are you saved?
Amen.
Don't tell me you ain't got nothing to rejoice about.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we as teenagers, I'm going to leave Stacy alone. We'd hoot and holler, wouldn't we, bud? I mean, brother, we're true Paulding County boys. That's just all there is to it. When we as kids, they wasn't nothing to do. I mean, it really wasn't. They wasn't all this stuff to do around Paulding County. It just, Hiram was woods, okay? We had the Paulding Plaza. We had Denton's Grocery Store and Jack's Hamburger Joint and the Huddle House. That's it. And we'd ride around that plaza hours on end. You remember that? Somebody talked to me this morning. I ain't in here by myself. We'd ride around that plaza round and round. Every now and then we'd stick our head out the window and go, "Yee-haw!" Showing our true culture, amen. We thought we had something to holler about.
Yeah, bro.
But we didn't have nothing to holler about.
That's right.
Amen. When Jesus came to where I was, when he came after me in the redemption and he saved my soul, I got something extra. I feel like he just opened up the windows of heaven and dumped about an acre of heaven off in my soul, and he gave me something to rejoice about.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. Not only did he give me something to rejoice about in my salvation, but because I got saved, my wife got saved. I can rejoice that we'll be in heaven together.
Amen.
Amen. We got saved at the same time.
Amen.
Brother Jay, Jason's daddy, led me to the Lord, and my mother led my wife to the Lord right there. I can take you to the place. Because I got saved, and because my wife got saved. Ashley, are you saved this morning, baby? My oldest daughter saved. You know what that means? She's going to be in heaven with me. Woo! How about that? Where's my boy? Levi, are you saved? Your wife said she didn't think so, but are you sure about it? Amen. How about that? Because I got saved, my wife got saved. Because we got saved, our oldest daughter got saved. And because we all got saved, my middle son got saved. How about it, Katie? Are you saved? Sure? Woo! That's my family. Amen. That's my family. You know what else I believe? I believe when them grandbabies get big enough to understand, hey, I believe they'll be saved. Amen.
Amen.
You know what Paul told that Philippian jailer? Believe in the Lord. He asked him, said, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He didn't stop there. He said, and thy house.
Amen.
We'll give you some of this next Sunday, dads. If you'll do it, your kids is more likely to.
Yeah.
Amen. Gave me something to rejoice about.
Amen,
amen. He gave me peace in my heart. Watch this. He gave me his word.
Yeah, bro.
How many of you know what I'm talking about? Before you got saved, this book didn't make a lick of sense. I went to a Christian school. We had to memorize chapters. Whole chapters. That ain't that ridiculous. Some of that stuff I memorized as a lost teenage boy still helps me today. Yeah. Amen. Yes, had to memorize chapters. That Bible didn't make no sense to me. Amen. It didn't make no sense to me. But after I got saved and I began to read that book, I was like, wow, I see, said the blind man.
Yeah.
Amen. See, it's a spiritual book.
Yes.
And the flesh cannot comprehend the spiritual thing, so God puts His Spirit in. I'm saying we got something to rejoice about. We not only have redemption through His blood, but we have the peace of God in our heart.
Amen.
Can you imagine having to go every day? And I'm not knocking anybody's denomination or religion, but can you imagine having to go every day wondering whether or not you were saved? Listen to me carefully, and I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. If you do not believe in eternal salvation, what do you got to do to lose it?
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
I'm just curious. Swaggart didn't lose his.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Of course, he preaches you can lose it.
That's right.
Amen. I love Jimmy Swaggart. I'm not kicking him this morning. I love to hear that man play the piano and sing, but doctrinally, he ain't right.
That's right.
Amen. If he is right, if he ain't got saved again, he's in a mess. Boy, it got quiet right there, didn't it? Amen. I'm telling you, I've got something to rejoice in. Amen. I've got the peace of God that I don't have to die and go to hell. I've got the peace of God, and I got something to rejoice in because my family's saved. And I know my family's not dying and going to hell. Amen. I've got the peace of God because I know that I'm secure. Amen. I'm secure in Him. He came after me in redemption. He came after me with rejoicing. But listen carefully. Look at Luke chapter number 12. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. I quote this verse all the time, but I wanted you to look at it this morning. Y'all liked those first two, didn't you? You may not like this one. Luke chapter number 12, and look at verse number 48. He came after me in redemption. He came after me with rejoicing, but He also came after me with responsibility. He came after me with responsibility. Look at verse number 48. The Bible said, "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." For those of us who are saved, we have a responsibility.
Amen.
We have a great responsibility. You say, what is my responsibility? I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Ain't that enough? No, it's not enough. It's enough for heaven, but that's all.
Yeah.
It's not enough to please God one bit. The Bible said, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Amen.
Amen.
We have a responsibility. You know what Paul said? Paul, probably the greatest Christian in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, wrote 13 books of the New Testament.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said he's the chiefest of sinners.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know what he said in Romans chapter number 1, though? He said, I am a debtor.
Amen.
I am a debtor. He said, because of what God did for me, I owe a debt. I have a responsibility.
Yes,
I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to live for Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I have a responsibility to live for Him. Why would I want to live for Him? Because He loved me and He gave His life for me. Amen. I remember one time on Andy Griffin. Y'all were laughing about it. Best TV show ever made.
Amen.
Amen. I remember one time on Andy Griffin, Andy saved Goober's life. Y'all remember that one? And Goober about drove him crazy. Amen. What would he call himself? He was, anyway, he followed Andy everywhere he went. Andy couldn't even put on his shoes. Goober tied his shoes. Goober doing everything, washing his car and waxing his car and cutting his grass and everything he does. And every time Andy would say, "Goober, go on," and you know, he'd say, "But Andy, you saved my life. Shazam," you know, and all that. But anyway, he felt like he owed a debt to Andy Griffin. Amen? Andy Taylor. Listen, I don't know about you, but Jesus saved my life. Amen. So I feel this morning like I owe a debt. Somebody said, "You're working, trying to get to heaven." No, we're working because we're going to heaven this morning. Amen. I have a responsibility to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody said, "Why do you preach so hard?" Because God gave it all He had for me. I'm going to give it all I have for Him. Amen. I don't want to hold one thing back when it comes to serving Him. Amen. So why would you drive all the way to Jigger, Louisiana and preach to a bunch of Cajuns? Because Jesus died for them. Yeah. Amen? Because Jesus died for them. I have a responsibility to live for Him. Amen. He said, "You're not your own. You're bought with a price." Romans chapter number 12. You know what He said?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember myself. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." Whew, thank you, brother. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." Come on, help me a little bit. "That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before God, which is your reasonable service." Why? He came to me with redemption. He came to me with rejoicing. But He also came to me with responsibility. Amen. You know what? I have a responsibility. Y'all ain't gonna like this. But I have a responsibility when this passes me to give God 10% at least.
Amen.
Amen. You say, "What is a tithe?" That means a tenth. Amen. I have a responsibility to give God back at least 10%. I give more than that, but at least 10% of what He's given me. You say, "I can't afford to tithe." I can't afford not to. Amen. I have a responsibility. Listen, by the way, you're not going to keep it. I promise you, if you're saved, you're not going to keep it. You say, "Well, it's my money." No, it ain't. It's God's. It's all His.
Yeah.
You're not going to keep it. The Maytag man will get it.
Yeah.
Amen. The transmission guy will get it. Somebody's going to get God and let you keep it.
Yeah.
Amen. So I'd rather just fulfill my responsibility and give it back to Him. You know what He usually does? He usually gives me some more.
Yes, sir.
But amen. Ain't that good? I have a responsibility to this church. Amen. And if you're a member, so do you. Amen. When we join this church, you know what we said in joining this church? Hey, when this church is having church, I'll be here.
Yes,
amen. When this church needs me, I'll be here. If there's a duty that I can fulfill, I have a responsibility to fulfill that duty. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, it got quiet on this one, didn't it?
Amen.
But we have a responsibility. Amen. I've got a responsibility to pray for you. I do.
Amen.
You have a responsibility to pray for me.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? Pray ye for one another.
Yes,
you know what that does? That gives me a responsibility.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He came in redemption. He came with rejoicing. He came with responsibility. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Thessalonians. Don't get ahead of me. You know where I'm going. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. This is my favorite one. Do you know, by the way, this is the only one that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
He came to me, or after me, with redemption. That took place. 26 years ago, He came to me in redemption and I got saved. He came to me with rejoicing that very night. He let me rejoice over what He had done, and He's let me rejoice all these years since.
Amen.
That very night, He came to me with responsibility. When I first joined up with the church, the first thing in my heart, I felt like I needed to do something. Amen.
Amen.
I started driving a bus. That's the first thing I did. Started driving a bus. That led to teaching a Sunday school class. That led to working with the boys and girls groups on Wednesday night. That led to being the youth pastor. And then that led to being your pastor. Amen. I felt like I needed to do something. Amen. If you're saved and don't feel the urge or the need to do something for God, something's wrong.
Amen.
Amen. But lastly, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, only one that hadn't happened, and I believe it's coming real soon.
Yeah.
The Bible said, "For the Lord Himself," in verse number 16, "shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He came to me in redemption. He came to me with rejoicing. He came to me with a great responsibility. But thank God he's coming after me in the rapture of the church. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. I'm leaving here.
Yes,
what about you?
Amen.
If the trumpet sounded today, are you going?
Yeah.
Amen. We sing about He's coming. We preach about He's coming. We shout about the fact that He's coming. But do we really believe He's coming? He says, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be.
Amen.
When He comes. So what was going on in the days of Noah? Just watch the news tonight and you'll see exactly what was going on in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we may have even surpassed that a little bit. Amen. I believe the Lord's coming really, really soon. Really soon. Can I get a witness right there? You say, well, I don't want the Lord to come back. Only one reason you wouldn't want Him to. You're not ready. Amen.
That's right.
You're not ready.
Amen.
I want Him to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because I'm ready.
Yes,
I'm ready. Oh, I want to see my grandbabies grow. I do. I want to see what happens with Katie's life. I do. I want to see what God has in store for all these young uns around here. Yes. I do want to see that. You know what I'd rather see? I'd rather see them dancing on the street of gold.
Yeah, brother.
Amen.
Yes,
free
sir.
From the curse of sin. I'd rather
yeah.
see that.
Amen.
Wouldn't you? I'd rather see them out of the dangers of this old sin-sick world. I'd rather see them in heaven around the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, He came after me in redemption. He came with rejoicing. He brought me a great responsibility. But thanks be unto God, I have that blessed hope in that He's coming after me in the rapture of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One of these days, it's going to happen.
Yeah, bro.
And I believe it's very soon. I don't believe there's any prophecy left yet to be fulfilled. I don't see nothing hindering Him.
Amen.
You know, I've said this often, but one of the things that could be hindering Him is you not being saved yet.
Amen.
Do you know the last there will be one last person saved?
Amen. Yeah.
One last person, that'll be it. I hope I get to lead them to the Lord.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You get to heaven and say, I caused this. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It may just be you.
Yeah,
amen.
Bro, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Are you going? Listen, I was thinking about it in my office this morning. I'm going to get to see Brother Jay.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Amen.
I'm going to get to see Wally Matthews. That's just two of my heroes. Two of my greatest heroes in my life, Wally Matthews and Jay Bice. I'm going to get to see them both.
Yeah,
in a perfect glorified body.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get to see Brother J.M., Brother Charles. And his old feet ain't going to be all swelled
That's
up.
Right, bro.
He ain't going to be sick, amen?
Amen.
I'm going to get to see my brother-in-law and my nephew.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to get to see my little sister-in-law
yes,
who's
amen.
In heaven, amen?
Yes, sir.
Wow. You know what I'm going to get to do? I'm going to get to meet my father-in-law for the first time.
Yeah.
Never met Angie's dad. They say he was saved. I'll get to meet him again, amen?
Yeah, bro.
Hallelujah. Ain't that a blessing? I'm glad I'm a-going.
Yes, sir, bro.
I'm glad 26 years ago when He came to me in redemption, I'm glad I accepted.
Amen.
I'm glad when He said, I need to talk to you, I said, yes, sir.
Amen.
To the
yes,
preacher's
sir.
House I go.
Amen.
I'm glad I didn't put Him off. Amen.
Yes,
therefore, I can rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, I enjoy my responsibilities that He's given me.
Amen.
It's a thrill. It's a thrill to serve Him.
Amen.
I said a while ago, Paul, one of the greatest Christians in the Bible. You know what he said he was? He said he was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He counted it an honor. You know what, Brother Randy Pike, one of our great, I believe one of the greatest missionaries this country's ever sent out. Brother Randy, I love him. You know what he signs his letter when he signs his letter? His happy slave. His happy slave.
Amen.
Dr. Randy Pike. Amen. Amen. It's not a bad thing to serve the Lord. For us who are saved, it's a joy.
Amen.
It's not something we have to do. It's something we get to do.
Yes,
Amen. I don't have to go to Louisiana this week. I get to go. Amen. Week I get to go. And I'm glad. When I hear a trumpet, it doesn't bother me. Amen. When I hear a trumpet sound, it doesn't bother me. It seals cold chills up my spine. Amen. Because that'll be the last thing I hear before I leave this world. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, if y'all would come and get us a song. Has he come after you this morning? Has he come after you in redemption? Do you need to be saved? Listen carefully. While they're getting ready to sing, let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Nobody looking around this morning. I tried to mind the Lord this morning. I wasn't sure whether I was supposed to preach on one mightier than I or he that cometh after me. I think I did right. I sure hope I did. But I wonder this morning, has he come after you? Has he come by right where you're sitting this morning and whispered to your heart you need to be saved? If you die just like you are, you're going to bust hell wide open. You say, preacher, that's me. I don't want to die and go to hell. If you can really know where you'll spend eternity, I'd like to get that settled. Please pray for me. If you'd just slip up your hand, I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing in this world. I just want to pray for you. Brother Eddie, just remember me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Anybody like that, God bless you. God bless your heart, ma'am. Anybody else, preacher, please pray for me. God bless you, sir. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray I'd get this thing settled in my heart. Anybody else? Thank you so much this morning. Brother Eddie, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you about when it was. I can tell you where I was. I know that I'm saved, but I hadn't been rejoicing a lot here lately. Brother Eddie, pray I'd get my joy back. Just pray for me. Hands all over this building. Pray I'd get the joy of the Lord just overflooding my soul again. Thank you so much. You can have that this morning. You know how David, the psalmist, got it back? He just went to the Lord and said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. All you got to do is ask for it. Just come to God this morning. Come back to where you got it to begin with, and he'll give you your joy back. Preacher, I know I'm saved. I've got plenty to rejoice about, but I haven't been a very responsible Christian. I need to be serving him. I need to be doing more for him. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me that I just get where God wants me to get and do what God wants me to do. Thank you for being obedient this morning. Let's pray together, Father, as we come to you again this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you'd just have your way in this altar call. God, that you'd just, Lord, do what only you can do. You saw every hand. You know every heart. Lord, don't let that one leave today without getting this thing about her salvation settled. Help her, God, please. Help her to get that nailed down before she leaves today. Lord, there was those that raised their hand who have lost the joy of their salvation. Lord, I pray they'd leave this morning with their cup truly running over. Lord, help us to fulfill our responsibility, God, that we have to you to serve you and to live for you. God, just have your way in this altar call, Lord, and we'll thank you. And we'll give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.